So the question is, how do women like us, age 50 plus, and dealing with high blood pressure, high blood sugars, and rising cholesterol levels, how do we keep our health numbers under control while we're trying to squeeze all the goodness we can from our life? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answer. Join me as I uncover the secrets of living a plant-based lifestyle, including how to avoid taking medicine simply by eating whole foods, shed the extra fluff around your middle without being hungry or joining a gym, make big lifestyle changes even if you think you have no willpower, eat food you love with no portion control. Let's get your doctor to say, wow, whatever you're doing, keep doing it. All this without meds or restrictive dieting. I'm Robin Wong, and welcome to No Pills, No Hunger. Hi, everyone. Welcome back. I'm so glad you're here. Let's talk about cravings. Cravings happen to everyone, and some people more than others, right? And so, you know, there's a reason we crave certain foods, especially those processed comfort foods, in quotes, comfort foods that many of us lean into. And typically those foods we find are high in fat, high in sugar, and high in salt. So people sort of know what their cravings are. They're either sweet cravings or salty cravings or whatever it is. And we typically have those cravings. They often will hit in times of when we're feeling stressed, might be feeling anxious, or even when we're feeling tired. They also, I see happen a lot is they happen when we haven't eaten well throughout the day. And then later in the day, we start having cravings. And we might have that slump, right? So you have a craving and you might be having more stress at the end of the day. And so it's kind of it compounds on itself. So when you think about those foods, the taste of these foods provides us with immediate pleasure, right? It's very much a buffering mechanism, a soothing mechanism that we use food for. And, you know, it can be blissful, honestly, when you finally bite into that chocolate or whatever it might be, those flavors of sugar and fat and salt, that feeling of blissfulness and relief is really short-lived. And what's left after the fact is uneven blood sugars, lack of energy, because you have that spike, maybe unhappiness with ourselves. We get mad at ourselves that we actually caved into our cravings and ate those foods that we really don't actually want to eat, right? You've been trying to avoid eating those. So I think what happens is those negative physical as well as mental and emotional feelings can often result in eating more, consuming more of these same foods that we're trying to avoid, or we don't want to be eating. And so we find ourselves in this cycle of unhealthy food patterns. So I just want you to be aware of that if that's happening. So what does that look like? One, you think about the reason. So the reason could be feeling stressed. You could be anxious or tired, like I said earlier. And then what's the action around that? It's eating those comfort foods. And typically those comfort foods are those highly processed foods, high fat, high sugar, high salt, okay? Rarely do you have a craving for broccoli. It's just because it doesn't fire the dopamine receptors like as much as the other ones, right? So just aware, there's actually a chemical thing happening in our brains that makes those foods really addictive and taste good. The immediate effect of eating those foods is pleasure. You have a better mood. You might have a boost of energy, kind of a burst of energy, but they're really short term. And so what's the continued effect of eating those foods is, again, it's uneven blood sugars. It's feeling a sluggishness. So start paying attention to see how you feel after you eat those foods. Foggy brain, self-loathing. Okay. You get really mad at yourself. Depends on what sort of that critical voice you have in your head is telling you. Which again, then leads back to feeling stressed, anxious, and craving more of those foods. So you see this repeat action, right? So what is the key to avoiding this unhealthy cycle? And it's really becoming aware of your moods, your emotions, your energy levels throughout the day, and that, you know, that result in those food cravings. So you have to look where you are when it's happening. What happened upstream? What happened earlier in the day that might be leading to you to be in that point? Could just be a habit, because typically you have a snack maybe late in the day. And so it's become now this habit you're doing it, but it could be something else that triggered it. So your work is to figure out what that is, and then really begin noticing which foods you automatically reach for when you're feeling stressed or you're feeling tired. Then stop and consider whether you can substitute something else in for that food. And so, you know, I want you to start kind of thinking about what else could, you know, fuel my body better than this habit, okay? And so I'm going to talk about a few things that you can change, and then really to see if those choices will work for you. Try it out, okay? The goal is for you then to stock up on those foods that we're going to talk about that are healthier, and they're also pleasurable, but they might, so they're a good substitute. And they might help you ease through these cravings as you continue to make some of these choices. And then just really keep striving to develop a pattern to, you know, make better choices. But more importantly, to recognize when this is happening and develop a pattern to not even put yourself in that spot. Okay, so if that means eating throughout the day, so you don't end up being tired and sluggish in the afternoon because you haven't fueled your body well, then you need to do something earlier in the day to avoid that. Okay. So this is where it's really so individual for you, and each day can be very different. Okay. So what we want to do is have you start looking at the reason again, and then the action is going to change. So instead of reaching for those highly processed foods, you're going to be, you know, choosing more nourishing comfort foods. They can still be comfort foods, but they're going to bring something positive with them. And so we want them to be minimally processed, right? So lower fat, salt, lower sugar. And what is going to happen with that is you're going to actually be able to balance out your blood sugars. You're going to have more energy, be more alert, and really be more self-satisfied because you actually fought off the craving, and your body will thank you for it. So always think about what your body's thinking and how it's feeling. All right. So what are some alternatives? So chocolate is a big one, right? Well, you can still have your chocolate and eat it too. That saying of having your cake and eating it too, right? You know, but maybe you want to choose a dark chocolate. Get away from the milk chocolate, right? Get at least 70% of the cacao in it, and eat it in small amounts and really savor it, really savor it. You can find things that have unsweetened cocoa in them. I have a great granola that I, you know, often will make if I'm sort of having a chocolate craving, right? That it takes some effort to make it. So I make it in large batches so I have it. But, you know, the idea is to really, you know, get away from the milk chocolate. And so, you know, just kind of start reading your labels on that. You can even use unsweetened cocoa in, you know, non-dairy milk if you're craving something hot or cold, right? And just, you can also be making, you know, date cookies and brownies that have cocoa in them. And so just, you know, start looking for those recipes to start, you know, substituting in that chocolate craving. I have friends that tell me chocolate's not necessary. Is, you know, it's a necessity. It's not a treat. It's a necessity every day, but you can still have that and make better choices. Refined sugar, start leaning into naturally sweet fruits. Okay. Pineapples, berries, watermelon. Now we know pineapple and watermelon are higher glycemic. So if you have diabetes, they'll probably spike you a little bit more, but there's plenty of other choices you can make. Okay. But that be, how much are you eating? You might not need to eat as much to get that sugar craving satisfied. Naturally sweet vegetables, corn and carrots. Think about what those things are bringing, both those fruits and vegetables are bringing with them. They're bringing fiber with them, as well as, you know, nutrients and vitamins and minerals, right? And whereas if you're just eating the processed food, you're really not bringing anything with it. Maybe lean into carbonated water sweetened with mint leaves or splashes of fruit juices, right? Dried fruit. Those are all things that can really, you know, address that sugar craving. So what about baked goods? I mean, everyone loves a good cookie or a cake, right? Pastries for sure. Really look for things that are more fiber rich. So, you know, oatmeal, sweet potatoes, multigrain pasta. You know, you can, you know, definitely make a healthier oatmeal cookie, all right, that's sweetened with date syrup or something. And so just really be a super sleuth and see, you know, can I solve this craving with something healthier? Whole grain baked goods, right? You can make baked goods still. They're not completely off the menu, but let's change how you're making them. So instead of the refined white flour, let's get the whole grain flour, you know, sweetened with dates or ripe bananas or applesauce. So you're really bringing something, you know, positive into that baked good. And I assure you, you will enjoy it just as much over time. Cheese, this is another big one. So really maybe lean into the non-dairy versions of this, read the labels, and avoid oil and processed ingredients where you can. And it might take some doing to kind of figure out what those look like and the substitutes they are. You know, just kind of play with that. Something else you can substitute in for cheese is hummus. If you like, it has kind of a cheese-like consistency, especially when you warm it. If you like, kind of be able to dip something and, you know, maybe do a cheese spread, or maybe you want cheese and crackers, maybe you put hummus on it instead. So look at that. A lot of people lean into nutritional yeast flakes. They have sort of a cheese-like flavor if they want that cheesier kind of flavor in certain recipes. So look at that. If you have Crohn's disease, you might want to avoid the nutritional yeast. Okay. There's some research that says it maybe doesn't set well with you. Creamy foods. This is the big one. If you like cream soups, you know, macaroni and cheese, right? You know, puddings, things with that texture. There are things you can do. You can certainly use cauliflower and potatoes and avocados or non-dairy milk in your soups to actually give it that creamy flavor. You know, if you take a portion of whatever you've cooked, let's say it's a split pea and you want that creamier texture, you can actually take a portion of it out and blend it and put it back in, and it creams it out a little bit. And you can even put a dash of a heavier plant milk in there as well, if you really like that. So just, there are ways to do it. It's thinking out of the box, rethinking how you're doing things that are going to give you the result you want. But your job is to figure out, what is it you like? Is it that? Is it cheese? Is it the baked good? Is it the creamy foods? What is really your comfort food? And then let's figure out a way to get those into your diet so you have them on those moments that you really are craving that. And same thing with puddings. You can do chia seed pudding. You can do tofu pudding, right? There's a lot of different choices that gets away from all the refined things that usually go into it and brings some positive things into it, all right? Ice cream, frozen treats. There's a really cool thing out called a Yonana, and you can actually make your own homemade all-fruit frozen yogurt. Yeah, it takes a little more effort, but man, you know what's going in it, and you just get the burst of flavors from the fruits, right? So, you know, play with that. Sorbet, it's actually non-dairy, probably higher in sugar than we typically like, but again, is it something that can get you through? And especially if you add fresh berries to it. And, you know, frozen grapes, frozen bananas, rolled in cocoa or coconut, frozen, you know, date and nut bars, right? There's a ton of things. There's so many recipes you can find. Caffeine, what do we reach for when we're sluggish, right? We're reaching for caffeine. Look for the lower caffeine teas, the decaffeinated coffee, again, sparkling water with maybe a splash of fruit juice or pieces of whole fruit to kind of substitute in for that. Typically caffeine, people tell me a lot, they'll reach for it in the afternoon because they have a slump, but then it keeps them awake at night. So really look at how you're using caffeine. And typically that slump means you might've not eaten something enough earlier in the day. Or maybe you just need to eat an apple there instead of having caffeine, right? So really look at what's happening and why you're reaching for the things you're reaching. And then there is salt. Did you know salt's one of the biggest contributors to stomach cancer? So we eat way too much salt. And so being aware of it is really important. And so, and we sometimes we have these cravings for it. So, you know, you can look at whole grain pretzels that are salt free or certainly have a lower salt intake, right? Popcorn, either air popped in a, you can buy a little apparatus to put in your microwave to air pop popcorn. And you can sprinkle it with nutritional yeast or paprika or whatever you like, seasoning you like on it. So there are a lot of options is my point. And really what has to happen on your part is deciding what is it you're craving and why are you craving it, right? And really look at your habits around that craving and really ask yourself, is it a habit that I do every day? So that's why I'm craving it. Or am I buffering emotions? And so people will tell me often that it's such a habit because when they were small, anytime they felt bad, they would get taken to eat ice cream or something. And you start really pinpointing, you know, oh, this is why I do this. I feel bad and I reach for these foods. And so what that's doing is really not having you feel the emotions fully, right? And so this is, might be what you kind of explore a little bit. There's no right or wrong. It just be curious about it and just be aware of why it's happening and that you do have some say over it. Okay, that's the big thing. I think the biggest takeaway is to really be kind to yourself and realize that cravings happen to everyone and it's really not uncommon. And just be curious about it, that why are you having them? Where do they stem from? What can you substitute in? If you still want the regular chocolate you have, that's fine too. Just make sure the next thing you eat is really healthy. You always have options, okay? And just because you have, maybe you give in quotes, to eating something that's not ideal, what do you do next? Do you keep down that slippery slope or do you get back on track? That's really the key. And this idea of being committed to eating healthy, just know that the commitment is there and it allows you to be imperfect sometimes. It's not perfection. It's all about progress. And, you know, I hear those words, I've been bad or I've fallen off the wagon. There's no, you know, wagon to fall off on this journey. Okay. There really isn't. Remember, you're traveling on your path toward overall health and well-being. And that is your path. And so just keep putting one foot in front of the other the best you can. All right. I hope this helps. If you have more questions, reach out to me so that I can help you problem solve through this and come up with ideas to help you with your cravings. I can help you find recipes and that sort of thing. But have a great day. Talk to everybody soon. Thank you for tuning in today. I know there's about a million ways you can spend your time, and I really do appreciate that you spent some time with me. Thank you. If you got something out of this episode and know someone who would also appreciate it, make sure to share it with them. We are all trying to get healthier in order to live well, and you can show them you care about their health by sharing these messages. Want to start improving your health today? One place I like to start with clients is breakfast, since morning habits are the easiest to build. That's why I created a guide called 3 Breakfasts to Lower Blood Sugars, which includes easy, delicious recipes for my favorite meals to start the day. Pick it up today for free at page.nutritionwithrobinrdn.com/guide, or click the link for 3 Breakfasts to Lower Blood Sugar in the show notes. Thanks again, and see you in the next episode.